Federal regulators have already approved genetically engineered salmon for human consumption. One reason it's not for sale in the U.S. is because of a few short paragraphs that have hitched a ride on a congressional spending bill. It says GE salmon can't be sold until the FDA publishes final labeling guidelines, and the agency hasn't done that. Senator Lisa Murkowski has again inserted a rider in the agriculture spending bill, which would continue the restriction for a year. The bill cleared the Appropriations Committee this week. Murkowski insists the labeling has to be mandatory.
Instead, right now, labeling is voluntary. And if you think that any manufacturer of Frankenfish is going to voluntarily put that on the label of that fish, you're not thinking straight.
A company called Aqua Bounty is growing an engineered salmon in Panama from eggs that are fertilized with genetically altered milt in Canada. The product is designed as a fast grower for fish farming. In 2015, the FDA ruled the fish is safe for human consumption. Murkowski's rider also says the acceptable market name for the Aqua Bounty fish has to include the terms genetically engineered or GE. Murkowski has also filed a separate GE salmon labeling bill.
If families are going to serve this, then I think they deserve to know that what you're eating is not the wild-caught salmon.
Mandatory labeling for genetically modified organisms is controversial in Congress. Many farm state lawmakers say there's no scientific basis to label GMO foods differently, and they maintain it will erode public confidence in GMO crops. Murkowski says a genetically engineered fish is different.